This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Venmo, a useful way to send money to pals or get money from pals, you know, to pay your part of the restaurant bill or the Airbnb you're splitting for the weekend. It's popular with millennials partly because the app makes transactions look like a social media timeline with comments and emojis that friends can see. But a recent study by a Venmo competitor called Zelle found that half of people trying out payment apps for the first time are over 45. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on who uses which app for what.
Going out for dinner with friends can get pretty complicated for Martin Gouveau. He lives in Brooklyn, but he's Swedish and doesn't have an American bank account. That means no Venmo.
It's become like pretty irritating to be like, Venmo would probably solve a lot of problems if I had it here.
Gouveau is stuck paying cash while all around him, Venmo's become part of the culture of going out.
So everyone has Venmo, it just makes it easy.
It's kind of one of those things like a Facebook where it's like where everyone is, that's where you would logically go.
That's James O'Connor and Aaron Hassanzadeh in Brooklyn. Both are in their 20s, an age group that's been quick to adopt Venmo for things like splitting a bar tab. Still, that's just one part of why people use person-to-person payment apps in the first place. Ron Shevlin is with Cornerstone Advisors.
The notion of splitting the restaurant check is actually not one of the most prevalent types of P2P payments.
Shevlin says what really drives money through these apps is big transactions, wedding gifts, loans from mom and dad, even alimony payments. In other words, payments from people who may be a little older and a little wealthier. Shevlin says those people are more likely to use Zelle for these bigger transactions, people like himself.
I've got three daughters, ages 18 through 29, and since I routinely move some money to their accounts, it's technically a Zelle transaction.
People moved $62 billion through Venmo last year. The amount of money going through Zelle was twice as much. But that doesn't mean Zelle has the name recognition that Venmo does.
I didn't realize that every time my parents transferred money through my bank account that it was using Zelle.
That's Kristen Shevlin, one of Ron's daughters. To be clear, she's not complaining. Money is money. But she still prefers Venmo, even though she receives money through Zelle.
There's been a couple times where I've told my parents that it would be a lot easier if they just had Venmo.
Overall, both companies have plenty of room to grow. Ron Shevlin says only 25% of people in their 20s are using Venmo, and only 5% of boomers are using Zelle.
I've heard executives in Zelle banks say that they're starting to hear their customers use Zelle as a verb. Zelle me some money. I've never heard that.
Still, Shevlin says Zelle's likely to see more pickup across generations. Mostly because Zelle is the default option to transfer money at a lot of big banks. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.